is Louie. How's it going, kiddo?
I had an accident. I hit some ice and I spun off the road. I can't get the cab started. The window's broken and I'm freezing. I'm on an unmarked country road. I got off at the Vauxhall exit of the Garden State Parkway. I don't know where I am, Louie.
Okay, Bates, calm down here. Now, how do you expect me to help you be hysterical?
I'm sorry. You're right, Louie. Okay, Louie. I'm calm.
All right, that's better. Now, let's think. She's doomed.
I know where this woman is. It's right near the farm where Cynthia and I buy our goat knuckles.
So?
So, I want to go and bring her back.
No. Like, I can't let you go. It's too dangerous.
Let her go, Louie. Let her go. Louie, please, I'm so...
Bates! Bates! Ah, a radio just quit. Laka, you can't go out there. It's too dangerous.
No. Listen, where I come from, we live every day with danger. We laugh at danger. Ha, ha, ha. You call this danger a little snow? Come on. Where are the wolves? Where are the wild boars? Where are the avalanches? Where are my mittens? Of the Sunshine Cab Company?
Yes!
But it hurts to check, you know. All right.
Oh. What are you doing? Oh. I'm freezing. Oh. Let's just go get in your tow truck and get out of here.
Oh. That would be terrific if we could, but you see, it's buried in a snowbank 3 miles back.
Maybe you can do something with this cab?
I'll take a look. I think I know what the problem is.
What?
Winter. come on. Turn that frown upside down.
I'm freezing.
You want my coat? All right. Here. I hope it is the right size for you. Here you go. You want my scarf? Here. What? All right. Here you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's no good. We're still gonna freeze to death with the wind coming through that broken window.
No problem.
I feel terrible that you're gonna freeze to death to save me.
I am?
We can share your coat.
Okay, thank you. That's very nice of you.
Laka?
What?
Am I paranoid? Or are we gonna freeze to death?
What does paranoid mean?
Is it just my imagination? Is it just a strange thought?
Oh, no. You're not paranoid. Don't worry. We're going to freeze to death.
We are?
Yes, we are. It is unavoidable. But you know what is the terrible thing? I'm going to be brave in the face of death, and my wife won't ever know. She'll think I died the sniveling coward that I lived.
Don't give up yet, Latka. We have to do something, and fast. I'm beginning to get numb.
Oh, but what can we do?
We can have sex.
I'm sorry. I cannot hear too well. I stood too close to the cannon at my father's funeral.
No. You know, you're hearing right. The heat from our bodies will help us to survive.
Yeah, but I can't. I'm a married man.
This is too perfect. I actually get to die from rejection.
Oh, no. It's not personal. It's nothing personal. I am a married man.
It's a very simple choice, Latka. Either you have sex with me or you freeze to death.
Sex? Death. Sex? Death. Why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Well, that's wonderful. Yes. Thank you for calling. The state police found them, and they're all right.
Hey,
all right.
Thank you. I feel complete. I feel wanted. I've joined the family.
What are you talking about, Jim?
Dear Jim Ignatowski, we are pleased to welcome you as a member of our family of satisfied MasterCard holders. Oh. Your card will arrive shortly.
Family. Family. I've joined the family. Me. Jim Ignatowski.
No, Jim, you see, in this case, family is being used in a sort of, it's a figure of speech. I mean, it's a kind of a cute advertising way of...
Don't badmouth my family out.
I'm so proud of you.
Please, Elaine, I have no more to give. You alone. I have a troubled soul.
What is it?
Hey, this is private.
What is it, Lanka? What's wrong?
I have been.
You're considered a hero here. Don't you know that?
I am not a hero. I am a stink bug. I have been unfaithful to Sinka.
What? Come here. What are you talking about?
It happened when Cindy and I were waiting to be rescued.
Yeah?
This will destroy Simka. I don't know. What should I do?
Well, you're not going to tell her, are you?
I have to. She knows me so well, she will know. Believe me.
No, Latka. You can't hurt her just so you should feel a little less guilty. I mean, the bigger thing here is to spare Simka. I mean, it was a one-on-one time only thing, right? I mean, it's not going to happen again, is it? Is it?
No.
Good.
Yeah. That's right. The only decent thing to do is to deceive her. What a relief. Wait a minute. How am I going to explain the scratches on my back? Oh, no. That's right. They were on her back. I am lucky that you're coming over to my house for dinner tonight.
Huh? Oh, wow, I almost forgot about that. Hey, but under the circumstances...
Under the circumstances, if I'm going to deceive her, everything has to look normal. She's expecting you. You come. Come on.
Woman! who has a low life that would let you have your way with her.
Well, listen, I'll just run along now. I got
so soon, you just got here.
Yes. You see, in our country, we have manners. The most important thing is the guest. Forget that our lives are falling apart. The damn guest must come first. Here, damn guest. Now, you have no problems. Eat hearty. And you, I want names. Who is she?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Really? Nutka, look me in the eye. If you can look me in the eye and tell me that you did not have fleshy union with another woman, I will believe you.
I did not have fleshy union with another woman. Okay, I did. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. See,
oh,
it was nothing. Really,
my
it was
God.
Nothing. But you don't understand.
Oh,
it
was nothing.
But listen, you must understand. It was nothing. Oh,
now I'll just grab a burger on my way home.
Please, you are making the guest uncomfortable.
Oh, excuse me. The damn guest is uncomfortable.
No, not really.
Then sit down! Now, you see, the damn guest is happy. Okay, Latka. Maybe there is something that I don't understand. Why did you do it? This better be darn good.
I did it for you.
Go on. Or are those the last words you will ever say?
I thought I was never going to see you again. It was below freezing, and it was the only way we could keep warm. We might have died.
That's true. That's true. In the garage, he's considered a hero. Oh.
But really, it's the only reason. It was just to save our lives. Simka, it was you I was kissing. It was you I was caressing. It was you I was... Take my word for it. It was you.
To pack a bag so that you can go and spend the rest of your life someplace else. Packing a bag for
Lester!
Please.
It's
not necessary. Come on. Come on. Think it over. You guys can talk about it. You can talk about it. Come on, it can't be that serious.
Well, listen, I don't want to overstay my welcome here. I'll be seeing you guys. Good night.
Oh, no, no, no,
please,
no.
Let me go.
If you leave, she might stop fighting her anger.
No. No, Latka. Let him go. It was just lovely having you. Next time, bring some of your damn friends.
Oh, okay. Good night, you guys. I feel kind of funny because, I can see you're having some minor difficulties that might affect your future, but I just want you to know that I think you're both great. And Simka, I know you love Latka. If you could just talk to him calmly, there would be nothing to worry.
Really want me to go?
I don't know what I want. But we must go to the priest. You must confess your sin. And whatever he advises, we must obey.
I'm sorry I hurt you.
Yeah, well, let's not talk anymore.
Miak. Latka, Simka. Konska fulmec nebažni web. Oh, mi lidle, najpuč torne. Rekla bepti, rekla bepti.
Gdje bi čekaj ti?
Baba, torni ti bila kaskaba. Šemo tole pise kot jo po.
Nijek. Druski, druski.
Hello, Latka, Simka. Please forgive the intrusion. This will only take a moment. I happened to run into some ladies who missed the bus, and they expressed a desire to visit the church and see Reverend Gorky.
Ibida.
Good. Come in, ladies. Make yourselves at home. He wants to know if you would like to see an unburdening. It's our religion's equivalent of a confession.
Sure.
Masha, I don't know if this is such a hot idea. What I have to confess is of the deepest, most personal nature.
Nekriment panast. Davi dentlaveb ibi. Reklamenti.
Providence has bought them. There is no accidents. You shall stay. He says he hopes Reverend Gorky won't be shocked by anything he has to say.
Mirni mi diva panas.
Reverend Gorky says Latka cannot shock him.
Mi regen homens visien al mama.
He has already heard a man who raised his voice to his mother.
Homens grifni grus per hogni bus.
Another who gave false coin to gain admission to the subway.
So. Kachni limorsni.
So how bad can it be?
Abba, toshkebete kolakeske matole pitike.
He said, I am troubled and seek your wisdom.
Adapulakeske manakushven. Anamulaketyapa.
I had meaningless sex with a woman from the garage. I have been unfaithful to my wife and a disgrace to my family. I only want for things to be the way they were between Simka and me, and for Simka to forgive me and to save our marriage.
Ibita Gorky, ole pino colada. Ibita, ibita, ibita.
Please help us, Reverend Gorky. Please, please, please. And now I believe the Reverend Gorky will impart his sage and profound wisdom and counsel the sinner.
Latka!
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 Simka Nik-Nik Lavarshni. Simka Lavarshna Nik-Nik.
This is most fascinating. He says, since Latka sinned with someone he worked with, Simka must sin with someone she works with.
Lavarshna nicht.
But Simka doesn't work.
And score, Simka, Nik-Nik, Latka Lavarshni.
So, Simka must sin with someone Latka works with.
Anipuch, Solonin kebab.
And now we must leave them alone.
You see what we must do now, just because you did not want to die?
You mean you are going to go through with this?
Latka. We are religious people. We are Orthodox. Our church has told us what we must do, and we must obey if we are to remain married.
You mean to tell me you are going to sleep with one of my friends? Baby, you're the greatest.